Hi, it's Alana Carter, the founder and CEO of Renaissance Writing LLC. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about overcoming self-doubt when we're writing. Stay tuned.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Renaissance Writing LLC podcast. I truly appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to my tips and tricks. As always, I ask listeners to support the channel by making a donation. You can find the link on our Anchor FM page. And if you have any comments or questions or feedback, you are more than welcome to leave us a voicemail. Without further ado, enjoy the program. Over the weekend, I was privileged to attend a writer's conference that was offered by the Author Zone, which is an organization here in my hometown of Pittsburgh. It was my first writer's conference, and I got a chance to meet writers from all walks of life, many who had already written a book. And in this conference, I was able to attend a lot of workshops where I gained so much knowledge. Throughout the course of the day, I would have to say that the overarching theme was to not doubt yourself as a writer and to keep going. I think a lot of times we get hung up in this idea that we're not good, that we're not comparable to the greats like Hemingway and Hughes and Twain and all these other people. The bottom line is that there's room for everybody. Your creativity is not like anybody else's. You are unique. Therefore, you should not let these ideas of being compared to others stop you from achieving the completion of your piece or working towards your goal, whatever that is. So I can think back to a time when I felt like that. Last year, I was writing an article for a news outlet, and it was my first major article. And the editor came back with so many corrections on the first and second draft that I started to get worried. I knew I was a good writer, but seeing all those red marks on my paper made me question my abilities. But I had to stop and think what my end result was. I knew that what I was writing on, which by the way was a piece on Black girls and physical health, it was important and it was something that wasn't always addressed. And I knew that I was writing this piece to educate people, to call attention to an issue, and that my piece might make a difference and make somebody think. So, with a little encouragement from family and friends and that knowledge that, you know, this was something near and dear to my heart and that it may help someone, I took those edits, I read them, I learned from them, and I wrote that article. And what happened was it was really well received, and it's still one of my best works to date. There was a professor at the conference who had a similar story, except his involved the publishing of his book. He talked about how he didn't publish his first book until he was almost 60 years old, and that was last year. He had submitted idea after idea before and got rejection after rejection. And at times, yes, he did feel as though maybe he should stop writing. But the thing about having a skill like writing and having a story inside of you is that it always needs to come out. And writing is a gift. It's one of those gifts that if you don't do it, it sort of haunts you. I can tell you that. So what I'm saying to you is don't doubt yourself. If you have a story and you need to get it out for whatever reason. Maybe it's just because you want to unload and get it off your chest, or maybe it is because you think it'll benefit somebody. Continue. Go forward. Don't compare yourself to others. There's never going to be another Shakespeare. And you can't be Shakespeare. You can only be you. Don't doubt. Put pen to paper. Write your heart out. And be confident in your abilities. Be confident in who you are as a writer. I hope this has been helpful. I hope it has been inspirational. I would love to hear from you. If you want to reach out, you can reach me at www.renaissancewritingllc.com or renaissancewritingllc@gmail.com, and you're more than welcome to leave a voicemail here on the Anchor page. So, until the next one, happy writing.